Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour on this Monday, June 29th, 2026 edition. Talking about recent polling that was done by Mitchell Research and Communications regarding the U.S. Senate race. Well, political consultant Adrian Hemman of Grassroots Midwest offered somewhat of a different interpretation of the Republicans' increased attention to this survey. Hemman said Republicans are engaging El Sayed because they want Democratic primary voters to begin viewing the race as the choice in November between El Sayed and Rogers. Hemman said they're trying to behave as if he's already won the August 4th primary. Why? Because that's who they want to run against in November. Republicans need this to be the matchup between Mike Rogers and Abdul El Sayed if they want to maximize their winning chances. Well, another pundit, John Selleck, CEO of Harbor Strategic, agreed that the Republicans' focus on El Sayed is designed to improve his chances of becoming the Democrats' nominee. The National Republican Party has wanted El Sayed as the Democratic nominee and is still pushing for it because he will be much easier to define on the issues than Stevens, Selleck said. You don't run ads in another party's primary unless you have a goal. Selleck said the first 26 seconds of the 30-second commercial that the National Republican Senate Committee ad could be viewed positively by many Democratic primary voters if El Sayed needs it, noting that it features U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders nearly as prominently as El Sayed's chorus ad, the one he just put out. Well, at the same time, Selleck said the Republicans' ad is defining El Sayed for more moderate voters who are unlikely to participate in the Democratic primary election on August 4th, but will vote in the general election on November 3rd. Selleck said El Sayed appears to be gaining steam as McMorrow drops and Haley Stevens flounders. However, he has not yet broken through with the bedrock black Democratic primary voters. He said El Sayed is attempting to raise his ceiling among voters outside Southeast Michigan through a chorus ad, which he repeatedly describes himself as a son of Michigan. It includes references to even him playing football. Selleck said El Sayed's social media appearances dancing to Whitney Houston's Blue Clues also serves as a signal to out-of-state voters as he tries to expand his electoral voter turnout beyond Southeast Michigan. The Republican is helping him do so, Selleck said. Ad impact data shows El Sayed's ad generated approximately 3.8 million impressions through broadcast television and connected TV platforms. For 10 days between June 16th and June 26th, his campaign spent only $207,517 during that time period, getting 3.8 million impressions. It's a pretty big return on investment. Most of the spending was concentrated, however, in the Detroit media market, where he spent $174,621 for approximately 3.35 million views. Or impressions, excuse me. Another $32,017 was spent in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek market, which generated 398,000 impressions. Smaller amounts were directed towards Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, Lansing, Traverse City, Cadillac, Marquette, and Alpena markets. Heman pointed to a cease and desist letter Rogers' campaign sent, demanding that El Sayed stop referring to Rogers as a pharmaceutical lobbyist. Rather than representing a serious effort to end the attacks, Heman said the letter generated media coverage connecting the two candidates. Now it appears they're already going against each other. Heman said the cease and desist letters are not a serious tactic to get people to change their behavior, but it's a way to generate earned media and to get people talking about the two of you together. Smart move on Rogers' campaign. Heman also rejected the idea that the Mitchell poll demonstrates Republicans' concerns about El Sayed. He criticized the survey's methodology and said its release may instead benefit Republicans' effort to elevate El Sayed in the Democratic primary. I think that the fact that Steve Mitchell is putting out polling that shows him ahead is another indication that the Republicans really want to run against him in November. Competing interpretations come as the candidates and outside groups pour tens of millions of dollars into this race. Ad Impact data covering advertising in Michigan says that the United States Senate race from January 1st through Election Day will show approximately $90 million in spending and about $52.9 million on the Democrat side, with only $37.2 million on the Republican side. The Senate Leadership Fund, a Republican-aligned outside group, accounts for $25.8 million, while Win the Senate has approximately $17 million. Finally, the United Democracy Project has $10 million. Spending underscores the degree to which outside organizations are already shaping both the primary and the anticipated general election contest. Co-host of a Republic If You Can Keep It podcast, Jeff Timmer, said he does not believe the identity of the Democratic nominee will ultimately determine the outcome. I have zero doubt that whichever the three Democrats wins in August is going to trounce Mike Rogers in November. Timmer said, arguing the political environment is moving against Trump and his Republican candidates. Timmer says Rogers received nearly $100 million in support during the 2024 race, but continues to outperform similarly to a generic Republican poll. Whether it's Abdul, Mallory, or Hillary, any of them will expose Rogers as the craven opportunist he is, far more interested in humping Trump's shin like a good dog than he is concerned about any Michigan voter, Timmer said. For now, Republicans' attacks on El Sayed can support two conflicting conclusions: that he has become a more credible threat than the Republicans anticipated, or that the Republicans remain convinced that he's the Democrat they would most likely face. Either way, the attention shows El Sayed is no longer being treated as an afterthought. But according to Timmer, it doesn't matter. Any of the three Democrats is going to trounce Rogers in November. Well, there's only one problem with his thinking. Fuel prices. Fuel prices are already starting to come down. And we haven't even gotten a ceasefire fully implemented. President Trump just bombed Iran again the other day. But the world market is already responding to the Strait of Hormuz getting reopened. As gas prices go down, this is going to change the November election. So we'll continue to follow this, but what do you guys think? Do the Republicans really want to face El Sayed in November? Is that the candidate they think they can beat? Well, we'll see. As America turns 250 years old this Saturday, for many people old enough to remember the nation's bicentennial celebration back in 1976, the run-up to the milestone birthday feels strangely subdued. According to this MERS news story, author, travel writer Walter Mayer says, "I remember talking back in 1976. I said I hope to be around for the 250th because it'll be another big party. But this year seems different. Not as many red, white, and blue product promotions. No flood of commemorative merchandise, and very few signs nationwide of the excitement that was surrounding the country's 200th birthday. There was bicentennial coffee mugs, pins, television specials. His parents planned a vacation to Philadelphia to see Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell for 4th of July in 1975, an entire year earlier, because they thought the crowds would be too big next year. This year, all of that seems to be lacking." Well, we'll wrap this story up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing,
people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of the show. Just got a text message from the Perry Johnson campaign. This is kind of interesting. Text message says, "This is Perry Johnson for governor campaign. Just like President Trump, Perry is not a career politician. He's a businessman, quality expert, an outsider who knows Michigan government is broken because Lansing politicians have spent years protecting the system instead of fixing it." President Trump said, "Perry Johnson is a brilliant businessman who has enjoyed great success. Above all, he loves our country." Well, as governor, Perry will launch a mega audit, Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, to expose waste, fraud, and abuse and corruption. He's going to eliminate the income tax, reform property taxes, and stop sweetheart deals for Lansing insiders. He will shake up Lansing just like President Trump transformed Washington, D.C. The politicians had their chance. It's time for a governor who will run Michigan like a business. Perry will demand accountability and deliver real results. Vote for Perry Johnson for governor on your absentee ballot or on August 4th in person on primary election day. Reply "Why" if Perry can count on your absentee vote. Reply "Day" if you plan to vote for Perry on election day. Well, I've received my absentee ballot already, and I'm going to definitely be voting for Perry Johnson. Mike Cox, former Attorney General, John James, career politician looking for a promotion here at home. Sorry, not interested. I'll have both of them on the show, still waiting for them to call to schedule it. We'll see if that happens. I believe we need a businessman running Michigan just like Donald Trump is running the country. As far as gas prices go, got a text from Russell. He said the gas price yesterday in Lafayette, Indiana, was $2.89. Michigan just needs more taxes in this state. No, actually, that's the problem. And what we really need to do is we need to put pressure. We need to put pressure, absolutely put pressure on the politicians. They need to put pressure on the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, when it comes to price gouging gasoline, especially here in northern Michigan. I believe that they're definitely hitting everybody for 4th of July, getting as much money as they can from the tourists. Cherry Festival, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Something that we need to put pressure on the Attorney General to investigate. Will she do it? Probably not. We've tried it in the past to no avail. She didn't answer any of our online requests. There's still price fixing gas up here in northern Michigan. What we absolutely have to do, folks, is we have to pick a particular brand or oil company to boycott. Do not buy gas at all at any particular gas station to drive prices down in your local community. If you live in Sheboygan, you guys need to organize a boycott against a particular station. Don't buy gas there. It's that simple. Buy gas everywhere else, but don't buy it at that one particular gas station. Just flat out stop going there. Because if the boycott is effective, people will stop buying gas. They'll be forced to lower their prices. It's that simple. Once they lower their prices, continue to boycott. The other gas stations will be forced to lower their prices to match that station. Just do this yourselves. You can do it on social media. You can do it on Facebook. Create a page, boycott this gas station. Put a picture of it. Don't buy your gas here. Buy it anywhere else in Sheboygan but here. It will force their prices down. Trust me. And if they start coming down, other stations will be forced to do it as well. It's that simple. So we'll continue to follow this story. We'll continue to follow the price of gasoline and what these polls are going to say about the upcoming elections. Becky from Indiana. One of the reasons Indiana gas is so low, governor did a gas tax vacation. He lowered the prices by nearly 80 cents a gallon. Whitmer could do the same thing. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions.